This Is East Van is in stores and selling fast. This Is East Van is a collection of photographs submitted by community members depicting what East Van is to them. This Is East Van is being celebrated Thursday, May 5th at the Waldorf. That's right, Thursday, May 5th at the Waldorf. Downstairs in the main room, the cabaret. Doors are at 8 p.m. Song selections to keep you dancing will be provided by Tristan Orchard and Christian Flores. There will be a killer slideshow of images from the book all night long. May 5th, 8 p.m., the Waldorf. Be there. Learn more at thisiseastvan.com.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:32 in the a.m. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, or on your computer at www.citr.ca. This is Luke Meat reporting. How you doing today? I'll get all the jokes out of the way. This is my least favorite day of the year, simply because my name is Luke, and everybody comes up to me and says, "Hey, Luke, may the 4th be with you." Wackety schmackety do. It's a gorgeous day out. We're going to start off with some pretty Pan-Asian psychedelic stuff. And we're going to start off with Shin Young-hyun, who is the godfather of Korean psychedelic pop rock. Originally started his musical career in 1955. Right after the Korean War, there were very, very few musicians in that area. At 1957, he could play at the U.S. Army bases in Korea, and the soldiers went bananas over it, and a record company from the States started releasing his stuff, and some of his stuff has been re-released. We're going to listen to Woman of the Evening Sun to start off with, and then we'll go into some other kind of territory that I'll tell you about at the top of the hour. This is Shin Young-hyun and the Men.
Oh,
Chicago.
Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at CITR.ca.
12:58 in the AM. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. And let's go through that pretty lengthy psychedelic-y set from all over the world there. We started off with Shin Young Hyun and The Men off of Woman of the Evening Sun with The Evening Sun. Some great Korean psych there. Followed it up with something from Istanbul, Turkey. Forgive my accent here. Husunu or Kartal or Kastrasi. And with Su Derenin Sulari was the name of that track. That comes to us from the fantastic Psych Funk 101 compilation. Great double album covering the years from 1967 to 1980. Out on the World Psychedelic Funk Classics record label out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. If you can figure that out. After that, we had some Baby Grandmothers, the quintessential, pretty much the first real psych band to ever come out of Sweden and spawned off some incredible different bands. That's off of their collective greatest hits album, if you will. Don't know if we call them the hits, but fantastic tune there, though. Someone Keeps Calling My Name. And then we spun in some newer Swedish stuff. This is off their first album, though, a few years back, Dungen. Off of Ta Det Lungt, and we heard the self-titled track off of that, originally released on Kamado Records, all the way back to 2004. It's hard to believe it's been that long. Moving on, we're going to get into some wall of guitar kind of territory here. Something that came to my attention this week that I was unaware of, and it kind of piqued my interest a little bit. John Myers' Blastula, originally released in 1996. John Myers began composing music in his teens while studying classical guitar, went to Berklee School of Music, moved to New York. His songs are featured on recordings by the very, very underground and amazing band from New York, Rat At Rat R. And as Ira Robin says, you figure out that anagram there, sport. His 1985 composition, Skate, Bite, and Perdu, is featured on Audio Magazine's Tell Us Number 10. Myers met Glenn Branca in 1987, and now, of course, performs in the Glenn Branca Ensemble. He's recorded with Elliot Sharp's guitar quintet. He's started his own ensemble in 1994, and this is the album that we're going to hear, which begs the question, what happens when you get four guitarists to play simultaneously? This is John Myers' Blastula. Afterwards, we'll follow it up with some Glenn Branca and some kind of New York noise and stuff like that. This is John Myers' Blastula with a little track called Rapture.
CITR is proud to be sponsoring the following films appearing at the Doxa Documentary Film Festival. Don't miss National Parks Project at 9 p.m. on May 7th at the Van City Theatre. National Parks Project brings together 13 short films as beautiful and mesmerizing as the landscapes they capture, and features music from members of Broken Social Scene, the Besnard Lakes, Godspeed You, Black Emperor, and the Great Lake Swimmers, just to name a few.
Who took the bomb?
May 8th at 9:15, head to the Pacific Cinematheque for Who Took the Bump? La Tigre on Tour. The film follows La Tigre on a year-long world tour and combines live performance with archival interviews, backstage silliness, and meet-the-fan fiascos. May 11th, come to the Van City Theatre for Sound It Out, playing at 9 p.m. Music and the passionate evokes are at the heart of this look at the demise of the independent record store. Learn more about these films at doxafestival.ca.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. Luke Mead here. And what did you have? We just heard probably one of my favorite pieces of music of all time, Glenn Branca, off of 1981's The Ascension album. A lovely 12-minute monolithic opus there by the name of The Spectacular Commodity. Before that, by request, we had some Band of Susans, and the reason why is because we started off with John Myers Blastula. And yes, John Myers is a contemporary of kind of that New York wall of guitar sound that was really popular in the mid-80s and 90s and stuff like that. Guys such as, like I said, Glenn Branca, Reese Chatham, Wharton Tears, guys like that. When I was playing the John Myers album, a caller called in. It's like, wow, this sounds like Band of Susans. And I'm like, yeah, it really does. And he's like, why don't you play some? So I pulled out Band of Susans' 1991 release, The Word and the Flesh. Hasn't aged as well as I thought it would have. But yeah, I do own this record, but I pulled it out of CITR's vaults, and I got to admit, I haven't listened to it in about maybe 10 or so years. We heard Plot Twist there. Moving into some different territory, we've got a pretty amazing, I like this because it's like I said, it's kind of nice out, and this is kind of a more of a summertime album, if you will. Archie Shepp live at the Pan African Festival back in 1969, from July 20th and the 30th, the Pan-African Festival was held in Algiers, and Archie Shepp performed, and he was in a very militant mood. Quote Archie Shepp at the festival, "We are still black, and we have come back. Nous sommes revenus. We have come back to our land of Africa, the music of Africa. Jazz is a black power. Jazz is an African power. Jazz is an African music. We have come back," he harangued to the audience. Played with absolutely amazing lineup, but the cool thing is how it integrates traditional African music as well as free jazz. This is Archie Shepp live at the Pan-African Festival with a little track called Brotherhood at Quechua.
Hello. My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world.
Sessions never meant anything to me. I'm not crazy. Well, that's not true. I've got a pen and a guitar.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Coming up around 12:46 in the p.m., you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise. Stay tuned. We've got at 1 o'clock The Green Majority, your source of conservation information, hosted by our sister station, CIUT. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Go-Go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone. All the best in garage, psych, and rock. 5 o'clock, The Arts Report with Mr. Adam J. 6 o'clock this week, I believe, is Reel to Reel. 6:30 this week will be Shameless. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. And 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City with lovely Caroline. And 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. What did we just go through there? Well, we had some pretty punishing improvisational saxophone music there, of course, by Borbeto Magus, one of my all-time favorite groups there. That was on the Jim Souter and Don Dietrich solo album, Bells Together, and that's exactly what they do, is they stick the bells of their saxophones together and create almost subsonic frequencies that almost sound completely electronic, but that is pure acoustic saxophone work, originally recorded on January 5th, 1985, and it still sounds as fresh and remarkable today. Before that, we had Mr. Archie Shepp live at the Pan-African Festival all the way back to July 30th, 1969. And that, of course, is on the Actuel record label. If you see anything on this label, I highly recommend you check it out. Wrapping up the show here, and we're going to always finish off, as we always do, with something off the infamous Nurse with Wound list. Today, this is a weird coincidental thing. I did a bit of a Swedish kind of set there earlier in the show, and we're going to focus on yet another Swedish band, Archimedes Badkar. Originally recorded in 1974, Archimedes Badkar were a sizable conglomerate of highly talented Swedish musicians who enjoyed straddling the uncertain ground between European folk traditions, unjazzy improvisation, and exotic pan-ethnicity. Although on vinyl, few of their compositions extended 10 minutes. The free-flowing form of these pieces indicates that their musical adventures must have been more lengthy affairs. We're going to listen to something off of Archimedes Badkar 2, Efterregnet, it's called. I hope my Swedish is okay there for you. Peter Ragnarsson on Digersive Tabla. And we have tablas and mandolins overdo this track. And throughout the piece, the sensorial and subtle timbral organization evokes the Italian band Actuala. And when the violin and mandola finally intone a springtime tune, things get progressively denser, with superimposition of patterns moving in various directions. This is Archimedes Badkar with Efterregnet. Thank you.